Lincoln in your talk with Nixon, you might want to say some things very direct to him. For example, remind him that the Republican Party is a stockholder in this situation, that they were in power when Vietnam was divided and the North became communist as a threat to Laos and South Vietnam and Thailand, that they were the ones who made the CITO Treaty, and that they were the ones who recommended to President Eisenhower, was the one who recommended to President Kennedy we put troops in Southeast Asia. And remind him that the record here is such that they're shareholders in this business, in this problem. So that he doesn't get too gay about it. But I think that my own suggestion would be that you try, if you can, to see these people separately, if you can.
Have four briefings, then, I guess.
Yes, I think that the candidates you might be able to take care of, well, I think in terms of, with Hubert, you could probably spend 15 minutes with him, not more than that. With Nixon, it might be 30 to 45, and not more than 30 minutes with Wallace. Now, if Wallace doesn't want to come in, maybe just tell him toward the end of the business on the phone. It sort of builds him up to have him come in with, sit with the three. I think you'd have problems if the three were sitting in the same room.
What do you think about the leadership?
I think they will be generally acquiescent but skeptical. I think they will have a measure of skepticism, as all of us will have. The Secretary of State cannot base his good faith to the President on what some communists say or don't say or do, even if we had a treaty with red ribbons on it. And the President is not in a position to guarantee to the leadership exactly what the communists are going to do. We can say that in our best judgment, the chances are sufficiently good to make this step worthwhile. And we don't want to lose any chance that seems promising, and that as a minimum it would transform the real relationship of the Soviet Union to the situation in Southeast Asia, because if a fellow socialist country is not under attack, they haven't got a leg to stand on. And our possibility of putting major pressures on the Soviet Union are multiplied several times when a step like this is taken. But you and I can't guarantee to the leadership exactly what would happen. What we can say is that in our judgment, the situation is such that this is a wise move to make, and there's a fair chance that it will be a real step toward peace.
What's Mansfield's going to be out in Oregon? Dirksen's going to be in Illinois. Albert's going to be in Oklahoma. Palmer's not going to want to fly. He's going to be in Boston. What would you think about just having a conference call with them?
I think that would be how many did you have in mind having in? Maybe 10 or 12?
Yes, but I might just confine it to those four top leaders.
Yeah. And as well as the Republican side?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I said Dirksen and Ford.
Dirksen, Ford.
Dirksen's going to be in Illinois. Mansfield, Albert, and
the Speaker.
Speaker. There'd be five leaders.
I'd be in favor of the smaller number, the better. First place, it holds better, and secondly, you don't create sense of monumental crisis by getting 30 or 40 people in here from all over the country with special flights and things of that sort. And maybe a conference call will take care of it. If any one of them then wants to see you, he can come right on in and see you.
If you don't have to hang up that phone, he'll be talking.
Well, you have to do your best to emphasize the timing factors and pledge them not to say anything about it until you do. I think in a conference call, they're likely to be a little better behaved on charges or countercharges or anything of that sort. And Nixon on Sunday, despite some of the other things he said, pretty well left the door open on this particular subject. I think if he was smart, he would roll with it. My guess is he will.
See, North Vietnam's official radio tonight say that North Vietnam is ready to accept any conditions and return to U.S. bombing halt.
Well, that's right. Well, they'll play that line publicly, and I told Cy and Averill that they'll have to make it clear that if North Vietnam does that, that we will be free to reply.
Well, now, what did you say to them about their saying it's unconditional? After our talk last night,
I told them that we were disturbed about that. That when they added that extra phrase, that we would not object if they call it unconditional. That looked like an insertion of the without conditions in our understanding with them in a way that is to our disadvantage, and that we. We'll probably have to ask them to make it clear to the other side when they see them next that if they claim this is unconditional, that we will be free to reply. I regret myself that I just didn't say that each side will be free to say what it wants to about it and leave it at that, so that we're not tied in any way.
Fine. What would we say?
Well, he saw the point. He said he agreed that it would have been better had they not specified that particular point.
I say, how will we reply?
Well, I think we'll, in the first place, background some press to go ahead with the speculation that we've already seen in the papers about what the terms are, and urge them to give attention to the facts on the ground, and in fact, to watch the DMZ and watch the cities. And that will get them writing that there were understandings about the cities and the DMZ. I think if it's Hanoi Radio or Nam Dan Editorials or something like that a formal reply by the President or Secretary of State may not be required. I think the press is going to be writing on the basis of our opening statements that there were understandings involved here that are not being made public fully, and the people will generally rest with that for a while.
When would you think if we announced, say, tomorrow night at 9:30? Would you expect from thenceforth on no abuse of the DMZ in the cities?
I wouldn't do it in official papers. I would let it be done by backgrounding.
I'm not talking about a statement, I'm talking about a fact out there with performance on their part. You would expect them to start performing the same time we started.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, won't they observe that in 2 or 3 days?
They ought to be able to. They ought to be able to.
Every day there's shells across.
I don't know whether you saw the intelligence this morning about the movement of four additional regiments. In the northern part of South Vietnam, an artillery regiment and three other regiments withdrawing from Quang Tri province in the north into the north, and one of them into Laos. That kind of thing I think is quite significant here and could be used with the leadership. But that's the sort of thing that Abrams would be up to date on and could give you the material on which to work on that.
I gather you think it would be better to have a conference call with them than to have the five of them brought in.
Well, if it's going to be only five, I don't think there's too much difference on that.
We got Dirksen stirring up a lot of stuff in Chicago before he leaves, you know.
I think what you might do is to have a conference call, and if things get too rough, then tell them to come on in. But I would think that you would not have too much difficulty on a conference call.
But you try to figure out if we made a 9:30 announcement tomorrow night, we could reposition them today, and we could meet with Abrams early in the morning, 6 or 7.
Right.
And we could give Buzz the full 12 hours that Abrams needed. Reposition to today, where he'd have 24 really, but he'd have 12 before he executed. And Then we got to see when Harriman and Vance inform their folks.
I think we ought, myself, I think we ought to inform them secretly as soon as we issue the order so that they can get their guys on the road and we don't get into an argument with them about a Saturday meeting.
All right. Well, you look at the 9:30, see what trouble it gives you. Or I guess 8 o'clock is what you suggested. Look and see what 8 o'clock does to you.
If we can push a button at 8 o'clock here, we'll try to work out a scenario and see what, and then we can adjust it if it goes beyond 8 o'clock.
We'll talk back in a little bit.
Right.
After you do that, and then you make a list of everything you need to do.
All right, so fine.